Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
It's time for another Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt here alongside David Dickens, and we're talking about taxes and the presidential election on today's show. If you're new to the program, David is the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors. We turn to him each week for guidance and advice through the financial landscape. He serves you throughout Kansas City with an office in Overland Park, and you can find more episodes and more information about David and the team online at coveryourassetskc.com. And David, I think today's going to be an interesting episode. We're talking about what has become sort of a common question for you among clients and folks that I guess that you're just interacting with, and they find out you're a financial advisor and just start asking you financial questions. I'm sure that happens whenever you go to various functions and whatnot. And it's folks looking ahead to the election that's in a little over a month from the time of our recording today and wondering, will my taxes go up if there's a President Biden come 2021? And I think it's an intriguing question for folks to start poking and prodding, certainly.
Well, I think it is. I mean, I'm getting that question a lot. And it's, as you'll see as we quickly unfold this, whether you are in the upper echelons of income or the rest of America, and actually this podcast is more based on the rest of America, the 98.5% of the people that really the press is not talking about. And your taxes are going to change too. So I'm excited about this. I think we'll be able to break it down, even though we'll talk about some numbers and some tax brackets and stuff like that. I hope we get to the point where there's a couple of key takeaways that you can look at your own finances and say, oh, that's how it might actually affect me. So that's where we're trying to go, is a couple of key points for you, especially if you're not a super high earner.
Okay. So how does that conversation usually begin, or how do you start to usually answer that question when it's asked to you?
Well, it usually goes like this. Man, this country's going to be a mess because Biden is going to raise taxes and it's going to wreak serious havoc. And, you know, we'll know the actual answer. If there is a President Biden, we'll know the actual answer for that about a year and a half from now, because it'll take them a while to actually raise those taxes. But everybody tends to think, well, actually, it's broken down into two pretty wide swaths. One group that I get questions from thinks it's only going to affect the super rich people. And another group thinks we're all going down a very, very bad road to super high taxes and a desperate U.S. economy. Well, you know, it's never, I don't think it's going to be either of those. But the group that is definitely going to get hit, that Biden has already said, you guys are on my radar, is if you have adjusted gross income of greater than $400,000 a year. Now, that's the top 1.5% of American incomes. So there's 98.5% of the rest of America that we are not talking about here. But real quickly, they're going to pay more in Social Security taxes. We did a podcast about a month or a month and a half ago on that. They're going to have a higher income tax bracket. He's already said he's going to raise income tax bracket for those folks. They're probably going to have fewer deductions, and I can't tell you which, but it's very likely that some of the deductions that they get right now are going to go away. And their capital gains and dividend rates are going up. They're going to be taxed as ordinary income. And that's kind of the thing that's going to be the overlap between the two groups of people. But real quickly, if you're a super rich, you probably remember at least the last four election cycles. People talk about Warren Buffett paying less taxes than his administrative assistant. Does that sound familiar, Walter?
Yeah, you hear that. That's kind of like a common trope, right?
It is, and it's actually true, because most of what Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all those guys earn are dividends and capital gains on the stocks that they sell. And those are taxed preferentially in America. So let's say that if you had income of $500,000 or $600,000 or $700,000, that's going to be taxed at 37% or so, and then you got to send money to the state also, 37% on that. But if you have long-term capital gains and dividends, that's taxed at 20%. So a significant tax advantage for long-term capital gains and dividends. What candidate Biden has said is that he's going to eliminate that benefit and capital gains, long-term capital gains, and dividends are going to be taxed just like a paycheck. So in other words, if you make a lot of money, instead of paying 20% on those capital gains and dividends, you're going to pay 37 or 38 or 39%. So almost double the tax rate for people that make more than $400,000 a year. Now again, that's 1.5% of Americans. So what about the other 98.5%? So there are a couple of things that I think are important for our listeners to know, because the vast majority of our listeners make less than $400,000 a year. And so we have heard, in fact, I just read it on a website today, a quote from Biden saying, "I'm only raising taxes on those making more than $400,000 a year." And I can think of at least two ways where ordinary people are going to pay more. So for instance, dividends and capital gains. I haven't seen any part of the plan that says that dividends and capital gains preference is going away only for people making higher, but that the dividend and capital gains preference itself is going away. Now, the way biggest impact of that is on people that make a lot of money. But I have a lot of clients that are in the 10 and 12% tax bracket. So for instance, a single people that make less than $40,000 a year, retired single people, or married retired people that make under $80,000 a year. That's the 10 and the 12% bracket. And right now, if you have a long-term capital gain or a qualified dividend, and you're in those brackets, you pay zero tax on that. And so if your tax bracket, if the exclusion goes away, if the preference goes away for dividends and capital gains, then all of a sudden your tax bracket is going from zero on those up to 10 or 12%. Not a killer, but your taxes are going up on those. If, for instance, you're still working, you're paying in the 22 or 24 or 32% bracket, you don't have a 0% tax bracket on long-term capital gains and dividends. You have a 15% bracket. So there's still a significant preferential tax bracket that you pay. And if Biden gets elected, the thought is, well, that 15% is going up. So those are people that make up to, if you're single, $440,000 a year. And if you're married filing jointly, up to $496,000 a year. So that's a lot of people that would otherwise be paying 15% on their dividends and capital gains that would now be paying it in their normal tax bracket of 22, 24, or 32%. So that's going to be a significant increase for a big swath of people. Real quick example, Walter, and now I just threw a lot of numbers and a lot of tax brackets at people, but here's a real quick example from a client of mine. About 10 years ago, they inherited some money. It's not an IRA, it's just regular brokerage money. And they're retired and they're in the 12% tax bracket. So they make under $80,000 a year as retired people. So if they sell, what they inherited was a brokerage account with some stocks in it. And if they sell that stock at a gain, a long-term capital gain, it's taxed at zero right now on the federal level. They still have to send some money to Topeka, but on the federal level, it's taxed at zero. However, under this new if that preference goes away under a President Biden, all of a sudden, when they sell that same amount of stock, the gain is going to be taxable, and that will bump them up into the 22% bracket. So let's say they sell at a $10,000 gain. Instead of getting $10,000, what they're really going to get is $7,800. Is that a life changer for them? No, but it's $2,200 they didn't have in their pocket, and so their taxes are going up under a Biden presidency. So it's going to affect a lot of people that maybe aren't thinking about it in quite that way. So that's number one.
It doesn't sound like anything to panic over here, David. Just these are things that we should be aware of. Maybe the overreaction to the news that we often have in today's world, maybe we don't need to overreact that much, but got some things we should be thinking about for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, if you're used to getting the entire gain and all of a sudden you're sending 22% of it to the IRS, for certain of my clients, that's going to be a real burr under their saddle. And it's just not going to feel very good. So it's really the awareness. I think you're right. And where I was going to end this podcast, but I'll slip it in right now. If there is a Biden presidency, we should know that certainly by the end of November, you'd hope, which gives you the month of December to maybe harvest some of those long-term capital gains while the preference is still in place. That's really the point of this podcast, is we'll have about a month where we know if the White House has changed over. And if that's the case...
Somebody knew what they were doing when they built in that month before year's end to make some last-minute changes, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And so there'll be a little bit of a window. And frankly, I think you'll see a lot of people, rich and regular people, making a lot of those changes in December. So that's going to make December stock market, I think, a lot bumpier ride if that's where we end after the elections.
Going to be a bumpy ride, I think, in December no matter what. throw in a change of the guard and that'll just going
to well
add to it. Just going to add to it. All right, what other takeaways when somebody asks you this question? It sounds like it's happened a lot. So what other takeaways have popped up in your conversations?
Well, the other is, I think the thing that, one of the things that's going to affect everybody, but the point of this podcast is regular people, the 98.5% who aren't super wealthy, is something called a stepped up cost basis. So here's what that means. Let's say your parents died and they left you and your brother with $300,000 in a portfolio of stocks. It's not an IRA, just regular stocks. They were buy and hold people. Your parents were buy and hold people. They were super conservative. Maybe it includes some Exxon stock and some McDonald's and some Apple and maybe five other stocks. And they just bought them and hold them. Their cost, whenever they bought them, was $100,000. And now the portfolio is worth $300,000. And you and your brother are going to inherit that money. Under current law, you inherit the $300,000 and the new cost basis, as far as the IRS is concerned, you paid $300,000 for that. Doesn't matter what your parents paid for them. You each get your $150,000. You liquidate the stock. You don't owe any taxes because you got a stepped up cost basis at the second of your parents' date of death. That's the current law. New tax law, as we expect to be proposed. Your folks paid $100,000 for that stock and it's now worth $300,000. That means there's a $200,000 gain that's taxable in the year that you inherit the stock. So technically you wouldn't have to pay that tax until you sold it. But what you now have is not a portfolio. Each brother then was going to get $150,000. You don't have $150,000 that you don't owe any taxes on. Eventually, you're going to owe taxes on two-thirds of what you inherited. So let's just say that you're married filing joint. We're not going to worry about your brother. You are married filing joint, and your normal adjusted gross income is $170,000. You decide to sell that stock you inherited, and that's a $100,000 gain. So all of a sudden in that year, your adjusted gross income isn't $170,000 anymore. It's $270,000. And all of a sudden, you owe 24% of that gain to the IRS. So of that $150,000 you inherited, you pay the IRS $24,000. 24% of the gain, you have to pay that to the IRS. So that's $24,000 you have less under new tax, under what we expect to be the new tax law, than you would have if your parents died and you inherited the money in the year 2000. Again, not a life changer. You know, these two brothers, they're jazzed about, they're going to miss their parents, but they're pretty jazzed about, you know, getting $150,000 each. If the IRS is going to come and get $24,000 from them, they're not going to like it, but it's not going to be a killer. By the same token, it's pretty important to know that pre-2021, you're not going to owe any taxes on that money. And after 2020, if Joe Biden's elected and he does what he says he's going to do, you're going to owe some taxes on that money.
You're going to owe taxes, and if you weren't prepared for it or weren't looking for it coming down the pike, you're going to be frustrated, I think.
You are. So, you know, we talk on this, I've mentioned on this podcast, our national debt and the amount of deficits we're running up. And eventually, that bill has to come due. And they're probably, the leaders in D.C. are probably going to get most of that money from high net worth people. But it's hard for me to imagine that everybody in that 98.1%, that 98.5% is going to be unaffected. That's just not going to happen, because the amount of money that Washington, D.C. is going to have to raise over the coming years is way bigger than what the upper 1.5% can provide. So if you're listening to that, this, and you've done a good job of saving for your own retirement, there are some things that, if a Biden presidency looks like it's going to happen, there are some things you can do to lessen the effect on your heirs and to lessen the effect on yourself in 2021, 2022, and 2023. If you've got some assets, you've got some income, just make sure that you get some really good advice from someone. If that's where this election takes us, you're going to have a window of opportunity of about a month. That doesn't mean that there aren't steps you can take in 2021 as well. But in advance of that, make sure that you know that you have a plan for what you're going to do with your money to try to make sure that most of my clients would say, I would like to direct where that money goes instead of the IRS coming to get it and directing it where they think it should go. If that's you, then you have an opportunity to make some plans. And time is going to get real short and the window is going to close real quick in December of 2020. So it's probably a decent time, while you have a couple of months to think about it, to go ahead and get those plans in place. And that's what I'd encourage you to do.
All you have to do if you want to get in touch with David Dickens, by the way, if you need that resource and somebody to turn to for some perspective as we approach and then get through the election and into next year and thinking about retirement and your financial future and where some of these moving parts and changes might fit into the equation. Pick up the phone, give a call, 913-313-1414. You can go through David's complete planning review process, or you can go online to coveryourassetskc.com, and there's lots of ways to contact us through the website, coveryourassetskc.com, your other place to go. And we'll put the links that you need to know to resources and more information in the description or the show notes section of today's program as well. Coveryourassetskc.com, the place to go online, or again, call 913-317-1414. David, lots of good things to have our eyes peeled for as we approach the end of 2020 here, and especially the upcoming election. And we look forward to getting your perspective each week as we head that direction, and afterward too. We'll have a lot of interesting things to talk about, that's for sure.
Well, we most certainly will. I think this, this podcast in particular is probably a good reminder as to why we try to keep these to 15 or 20 minutes, because you and I don't chat a lot about stuff that isn't important. We kind of get, hopefully, right to the meat, and I try to give some super meaty stuff. You may have to listen to this podcast a time or two to figure out, well, what am I supposed to do with this information? But we try to keep them to small bite-sized pieces so they're actionable, and hopefully there was something in here today that you can take action on next week. That's my goal, and hopefully we got that done for you today. And I'll look forward to doing something similar to that next week.
We'll join you once again next week right back here on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Until then, take care.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.